All right, today we're going to pray for the family issue, sexual purity. Whose body is it anyways? We're going to focus on seeking purity, avoiding pornography, and setting boundaries. Some statistics. Majority of Christians, 57%, say sex between unmarried adults in a committed relationship is sometimes or always acceptable. That includes 67% of mainline Protestants, 64% Catholics, 57% Protestants in the historically black tradition, and 46% of evangelical Protestants. For pornography, 47% of families in the U.S. report it's a problem in their home. 11 is the average age a child is first exposed to porn. 94% of children will see porn by the age of 14. 13% of self-identified Christian women say they never watch porn. 87% have watched it. 68% of church-going men view porn on a regular basis. Young Christian adults, 18 to 24-year-olds, 76% actively search for porn. So, Father, we come before you. You can see that in order to maintain sexual purity and to seek it, we have this huge temptation in the way called porn that's available, as we know, on every platform, as it's as easy to access as a quick click of a button, accidental, and then the problem begins. So, Father, we come before you with verses that you have set forth about it, not to bring more guilt and condemnation, but God, to help us create boundaries that you've set for us, to realize whose body are we talking about, and some ways that we can overcome for those that are struggling with it, because obviously there's a big issue here and it affects families in so many ways. We know it affects marital fidelity, and it just has so many issues with it. So you say in 1 Corinthians 6:18-20 to run from sexual sin. We pray, God, you would give everybody jogging shoes to get away from this. We pray that they would put on their Adidas or whatever type of Pumas and get running from this. The moment they see it, they turn their eyes. They'd get rid of anything in their home that's creating this tension. Father, we pray that by the time we're done with this, that people in our influence, and as we pray for those in our county that are believers, that pastors and teaching will come forth on a regular basis, encouraging people to get rid of anything in the home that would cause them to have sexual impurity, because you say to run from it, and we certainly don't want to tempt ourselves. You also say no other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. We know that sexual impurity can affect us mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. You say that sexual immorality is a sin against your own body, that you say, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body. So we pray, Father, for people to do that. We also thank you that in Hebrews 13:4, you say marriage should be honored by all in the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. So we pray, God, for people to stay pure in their marriages and before marriage. We also pray, God, for people to be careful of what they watch. We thank you for Psalm 119:37, that we pray they put to memory, that they would turn my eyes as a prayer away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word, O God. And we pray this for people listening and for those that are dealing with it. In Colossians 3:5, you say to put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. And Father, we pray that people understand that they can rebel against the culture that says it's okay when it's not, that no one should force them to have sex before marriage. And if they want to honor God by saving sex for a marriage relationship, then they can do it. We pray they would keep their eye on the prize. That prize isn't your future spouse. It isn't your wedding night. that their end goal is becoming more like Christ. That's your plan for us, where one day we're going to have to stand before you and be judged for everything we thought and did. Father, we pray that they wouldn't put themselves in situations where they'd be tempted to compromise their values or their sexual purity. That may mean they have to be alone or have chaperones like they did in the old days, or just be hanging around a lot more people in an open public spaces. And Father, we pray that they would avoid them. We also pray they would date people who want to wait and don't deal with pornography and or are getting help for that. We pray, Father, for people when they're both of them on board with abstinence, that they can help each other keep the commitment of abstinence. We also pray, God, that they would set boundaries, asking friends and mentors, maybe even somebody to call and make sure that they're not going to be out too late, looking at the different times and places that they get together. We also want to pray, God, that we receive your will for our lives to abstain from pornography. As you say, if we even look at a woman or a man with lust in our eyes, it's just as bad as adultery. So, Father, we pray that we recognize our inability to fulfill that command apart from our utter dependence on you, Father God. We ask for the Holy Spirit to enable and empower people to overcome this lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes. We also pray, God, that they would root it out, you say, to pluck out from our eye that which causes us to sin. We pray, God, that people will embrace the promises of your word to increase our affections for Christ and diminish the desire for these other things, and that they would see the gospel as more important. We also pray, lastly, that they would be enabled by the same one who raised Jesus from the dead, that they would work out their salvation by hating pornography, all the while knowing it is you, Father God, who wills and works for your good pleasure. And you will not stop working on us until Jesus Christ returns. Empower the families, Father. Give them insight. Help them to do what's right. In Jesus' name, amen.